95.7 KZJ, Jamie Johnson playing the parts. Morning show with Brad and Jackie, 24 degrees right now. Today is going to be sunny with a high about 39. Our poll right now at KZJ.com, American Idol hit or miss. Do you think Steven and Jennifer brought new life to the show, or Simon was American Idol and it's not going to work without him? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, we kind of have a split poll right now at KZJ.com. What do you think?
I agree with Jackie. I think it was a refreshing change.
Yay, thanks, Chris.
Actually, I think they both bring a wealth of knowledge to the subject, obviously, and the industry. And I think it was just, I think they had the ability to be critical, but they weren't. Sometimes Simon was over the top.
Yeah, it was like he was just deliberately trying to be mean.
Yeah, he would just, he could just flat out be mean. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that, whatever, you know, but it's like, come on, buddy. I understand some of them are horrible, but let them down gently.
I never thought Simon was mean. I thought he was the brutally honest guy because he didn't want to see these kids waste the rest of their lives trying to chase a dream. Because you always had people like Ellen or Paula,
yeah,
depending on where you go, that would always say, you know what, chase that dream, practice harder, you'll get there. Simon knew. He knew. Mm. No matter how much that kid practiced, they're never going to make it, so why waste their life on it?
Simon is wonderful.
Do you miss Simon?
I miss Simon.
Why do you miss Simon?
He is honest.
You like
somebody shouldn't be on the stage, he tells them.
Okay. But don't you think there's a nicer way to say it than telling them that they suck?
Sometimes the truth hurts, but he was honest, and that's what people need.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to something like that, I could see these... because Paula and even Ellen did this to some extent, too. She was so nice. She said, you know what? Keep practicing.
Don't practice.
Chase your dream. And Simon would even say, don't practice. No amount of practice will ever make you good enough to make it in this business.
And he was right.